korbin. Aber chachamim oimrim, but the chom, you know, lam ramala on top, you have a chom oimrim, beiz shechtim zevach echad, you could have two people shechting one zevach. So again, it's a kasha. If you hold ein l'shchit elu b'soif, it should have said also that the first one is tor, only the second one is tamei. You could have two people shechting korban according to Rabbanin. And further, ul Reb Lezer b'shim, even according to Reb Lezer b'shim enami, also you could find a difference. Lifnik should have made a difference like this. When you're being oisik and shechting the poro, you should have a chil like this. What's going to be going to shochet cha gavro? Let's say one person made the shrita, one person shechted the whole poro aduma. But b'shnei sudrim, he changed his clothes in the middle, he put on a different hat, a different jacket in the middle of the shrita. So be enough gemina. The sud kam alay metame. If you hold ein l'shchita ela b'sois, the shchita is first called at the end. So the beginning of the shchita is not called the shchita saporo. So this chav nafkmina the sud kam alay metame. If you hold ein l'shchita like a shlokish, so then the first coat that he was wearing should not be tame. The sud basa metame, the second one that is wearing at the end of the shchita should be tame. Why didn't it make this for a difference? So chorda should be raya. Everybody holds yeshin l'shchila metchila v'yatzoyf, and there's no nafkamina. No matter what you're wearing, at any time of the shchita, you become tamei. Samura says no. El, the answer is bipsulu de poro kamari. We're only talking about cases. The chiddush the Bryce before was where the porodum becomes posel. Still, whoever was oisik in it before it became posel is tamei. But bechsheir over here, we're talking about you made a good shchita. So that we don't divide up loy kamari. We're not talking about that. Since everything was done behechsher, just nafkamina, which clothing becomes tamei at the beginning of the shchita, the end of the shchita, that the price doesn't make chalukim. Could be it's true. It could be really we hold ein l'shchita ela b'soif. It's really only becomes tamei what you're wearing at the end of the shchita. But the price doesn't talk about it, because we're only talking about chedushim where the korban became posel, where the paradum is still kosher, and you're making a kosher shchita, that we don't talk about to make the differences to the beginning or the end. So if we have no kosher, we have no proof. Moshe Rav Idi Baravin. He asked a question like this. It says in Gemara Psochim, Uve Moyed Lishmoy Potter. Here it's talking about you're not allowed to shech the korbin on Pesach when you have chometz. Rashi says, B'sheichet ha-Pesach ala chometz koi. If you shech the korbin Pesach when you still own chometz on Erev Pesach, you have to chatzois, so you're over special love. And when Rashi brings down, Nero Mar Behosom Lishar Zvochim, any korbin you shech, you have to chatzois. Or else any time during Pesach, if you have chometz, you have a special lav leshishchat al chometz. The pasuk says, so the shalom is only if it's a kosher shchita, you're over the lav. If it's not kosher, you're not over the lav. So more stuff like this. Over moyed, if you shech the korban Pesach on Yom Tov, in the case, well, let's say you lost your first korban Pesach, and you brought a second one instead, then you found the first one on Yom Tov. So if you shech the l'shem the korban Pesach on Pesach, it's possible. It's after Erev Pesach, you can't bring it anymore after Pesach. You have to bring it to Erev Shalomim. But if you shechted l'shmoy, l'shem l'korban Pesach, so it's a posel korban, and therefore potter, even though you have chomich, not over lav, you're not over lav l'shishchat, because it's not called a good shchita. What's going to be though, shloy l'shmoy? Let's say you shecht this korban now, shloy l'shmoy, not l'shem of Pesach, but l'shem Shalomim. And the Pesach, achas manoy, is kosher for Shalomim. So really it's kosher for shchita. Then chay. Then you chayiv for this lav of the sishchat al chometz, since you own chometz and you shecht in the korban, you're over a separate lav. Now, the Vinubov, we have a question on this. Time of the shleil lishmoy. Why do you say you chayiv because you shechted this korban shleil lishmoy means l'shem shlomim? Hostama, mashmi v'shechted this korban Pesach on the first or second day of Pesach, even the cholamoid, v'shechted it stoma without any kavona, and then potter, and then it's still called like a shchita psula. And you're not over this love of shechting when you own chametz. The question is, why? Vamai potter, why you potter v'shech the korban Pesach stomom? The klal is that Pesach b'shayim reis hashono shlomim hu. Pesach the rest of the year, meaning after Erev Pesach, if you didn't bring it then, so the din of the Pesach is to be brought to the rest of korban shlomim. So if you shech the stomom, it should be done l'shem shlomim, so it should be kosher. And therefore you should be over love. So why does it say you're only chayv if you had l'shem shlomim mashmas tomenat? So Mora says l'chur shramin, here should be a proof that Pesach b'shah yimers hashono bo yakira. That no, a korban Pesach, if you didn't bring it on Erev Pesach, when you bring it after Pesach, you have to make an akira. Means you have to have a mind to favor you doing it l'shem shlamim. But if you do it stam, it's still considered like a korban pesach, and it's possible. An akira means you have to have a favorish in mind that you want to uproot the korban pesach shabai, and you want to make it into a shlamim. That's the proof. And of this, v'yom reb chia bagamdo nizuko mepicha, but this halacha was thrown in front of the chabura. V'yom they said like this. V'yom they said, there could be there's no proof. Could be really a korban shlamim, a korban pesach after Erev Pesach does not need an akira. Even if a shechtet stam, it could be also it's kosher for shlamim. But over here, the case, if so, why is it mashpi v'shechtet stam, you're not over a lav of l'sishchat? They said like this, v'yor mohochel mayaskinun, v'goyin shehoyu b'arlim tumei emesim. We're talking about that the owner of this korban was tumei on Erev Pesach. And therefore, he himself to nidoch l'pesach sheni. He himself slas to bring a pesach sheni. Therefore, distomu l'shmei koi, Mistom is going to use this korban on Pesach Sheni. So therefore, if you shecht this korban during Pesach, it's possible, unless you shecht the beferis l'shem shlomim. Here you need an akira. There could be a regular person that it was Yotze's first korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, and then he finds his other korban. It could be then you don't need an akira. Yemor says ho'achar loy boy akira, but somebody else that does not have to bring a Pesach Sheni, he's finished with his korban Pesach. It could be automatically, it has a shame shlamim on it now. You can say, it's tam and it's kosher. Some verses like this. Yiyamrit, Bishlam, if you tell me, Yiyam Bishlam, Yeshna l'shchita m'chila v'yatzai, if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that the shchita starts from the beginning until the end, so then, if solei mitchila shchita, at the beginning of the shchita, it became possible. Since you shechted it l'shem shlamim, l'shem pesach stama, it's possible. But El, Yiyamrit, if you tell me, Ain l'shchita l'besoif, like Rish Lakish knows, all shchita first starts at the end. It starts like this then. Kivun the shachet beipurto, as soon as you start at the shechtes korban. Again, even if the Bailam was tummy, that he has to bring a Pesach Shein, but he shecht in this korban now on the first or second day of Pesach. So as soon as he shecht a little bit, itchilei mi Pesach, like it's kamat like going to be a treifa, you can't let this Pesach live anymore until Pesach Sheini, this korban. So as soon as you shecht a little bit, it's like pushed away, it can't be used for Korban Pesach anymore. It's the either kikor shochit, when you finish the shchita then, like it's not aimed to be used for Pesach anymore, so pshita by itself, it should be shlamim kor shochit. It's aimed to be shechted right now, but there is a shlamim. So even if this owner was tomei by Pesach Rishon, then he has to bring a Pesach Sheni, but as soon as he starts to shecht this korban on Pesach, right away it's not fit to be used anymore for Pesach Sheni. So at the beginning of the Shechita, it should be used for Shlomim. So when he finishes the Shechita, it should be called the Shechita Kshera. So he should be over Lav of Lashishka Tachomitz. And since we see a pot, that's a proof that no, a Shechita starts at the beginning until the end. But since at the beginning of the Shechita, it was done L'shem of Pesach, now, when it's not Bizmanoi, that's why it's possible. So where it's a riot from Yechon, Akash and Lashlokish. Samara says no. Oh, Malaya Baya Baya says back, as soon as you start to shecht it, like it can't live anymore, so it's not going to be fit to be used for Pesach Sheni. It's not going to be used for Korban Pesach anymore. But I call upon him midmei Pesach miyitchi. It wasn't pushed away from the money for Korban Pesach. Now the first line of the big lines, Rashi says midmei Pesach means royu limcher. The owner could still sell this korban right now. Koydem gemashchit before the end of the shchita. The Lord says Lechulin, and the money will go, and the behemoth will go out Lechulin, and the money will have Kedusha that will buy another Korban Pesach Sheni. Rashi says, why? Shein Lechul Mum Kavua, Godom Yized is like the biggest mum you can have. Therefore, you could be poitered right now, and the money will go for Korban Pesach. So, since the money of this animal is still fit to be used for Pesach Sheni, the Shein Pesach is still in this Korban. Therefore, even after you started the Shechita, it's still called the Korban Pesach. And therefore, if you shecht it stam, it's possible. Because the Korban Pesach, you can't shecht like as Pesach, only on Erev Pesach or Pesach Sheni, not in between. So therefore it's good what it says here, your potter from the lab, it's not called a good shechita, even if you hold Ein l'shechita elo b'seif. Because here it's always called fit for the May Pesach, so it's never nidche from a Pesach. More is the question, Mechita, maybe you tell me still, boy, ha'mod of Arocha, no, if you want to be pointed with though, you have to make ha'mod of Arocha means, you have to, like, let it stand in front of the Kayin in no value, how much it's worth. Like Rashi said, the Pasuk of Ikra says, to him the same of Nakoin, you have to stand the behemoth in front of a coin. The Herach HaKoyin Oyson, the coin will value how much it's worth. This one now, since you started the Shechita, can't stand anymore. So maybe you can't be poitur it now. So Mora says, no. Vietnam, we learned. Shochat bo shnayim or roiv shnayim. Even if you shechta two simon of the behemoth, or even roiv of the two, v'yadayin him afreches, and the behemoth is still shaking around, harei kechay l'chol devreah, it's called alive, l'chol devreah, and therefore kovad, you could be poitur it. The Maisa stints, you still could be paid to this animal. It's still called a Kedushas Pesach on it, and that's why it's possible. And therefore, you're not over the lava by Sishkat. So, Kopon, we're not preaching our Shalak, it's Machlekish, Rebuch, and Rish Lakish, if Yel Yeshel, Lashchita, Mechil, and Yatsoif. Does Shchita start at the end, or no, it starts from the beginning until the end? So, the Gemara is not preaching the Shalak. Now, the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav. If you shech two or three different places at the neck, on the right place, just each time you go an inch above, so shchitos ekshera. So it's a big shaila. How do you learn here? Where the attacker need all three shchitas to make a roiv simin? That's what some learn. Like you shechta on the bottom, then on the side, then the other side, and altogether you went through a row with the simin, but neither one spot went through a row with the simin. You need all three spots together to make it into Shechita. Rashi says, Shechotach kan, you cut one place, v'choz v'ischa lishchot l'mata, then you start to cut a little on the bottom of that, or on top of it. So still the chiddush of the Shechita is kosher. Between all three cuts, you have roiv of the simonim, Shechita asa k'sheira. That's what Yudom Rav says. So Mer says, ki amrisa kam, we said a sova kam with the Shmuel, Omri said like this, no, he holds the Shechita's psula, bina Shechita mufras v'leka. That has to be a clear-cut shkita. Mufras means clear-cut. You can see straight through. Rashi says, Megula, uncovered. Vini keres, you could tell. Taina b'moka mecha, the yol, the shkita has to be in one place. Has to be one cut that you cut through rover the simonim, and you can see it there. And here you cut it two or three different places, you can't see one straight cut. That's not a good shkita. Sas l'machleikis, we'll soon see what the time is. Versus v'yafra, v'shimim ben lakish, also saw, he also holds, bina shkita mufras. You have to have a clear cut shchita. To Yom Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, how do I know to say this? L'shchita shima for us, that a shchita has to be clear cut, straight through. She never, the pasuk says, Chetz shochet l'shoina mirma. Dover. That Chetz shochet l'mashma shchita is like a chetz, is like an arrow. Just like an arrow goes straight through, Rashi says, Chetz shochet means shchita dom l'chetz. Shchita is like an arrow. It doesn't cut in two or three places, it goes straight through the arrow. That's the way a shchita has to be. Versus Mosiv Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer has a question like this. It says Alocha Beis Oichsin Besakin. If two people holding on to the same knife, Fishoichsin, they make the shchita together. Afilu Echad Milmalo V'Yechad Mamato Shchitos Ekshera. So how the meaning is one made a slice on top, one made a slice on the bottom. Rashi says the meaning was the two different knives, and one cuts on top, one cuts on bottom, and still it's a good shchita. The question is Amai, according to a Shlokish like. Two people share the two different parts, so it's not a shchita mufras, not a straight cut. So why is it good? No, here's talking about one knife. And just two people are holding the two ends of the knife, each person is holding it. But why there's only one knife and one cut, so it's considered a shchita mufras. If so, Haino, is this true? Haino, the Tony law, that's what we learned on this. Haino, the Tony law. That in Choshishin, Shema Yitrafu, it says in this halacha, when two people hold on to the same knife, we're not afraid, maybe they made a trefer out of it. Shema Yitrafu. How would they make a trefer? Yeah, we'll soon see why. So, Iyamrit Bishleim Bishtais, if you're talking about they did it with two separate knives, Shteis Takinim, Ushnei B'nei Yodim, two different people, each one uses his own knife, Shapur, it's good to have him, because the matter of time, I would have thought to say, Lechish, let's be afraid, that Dilma Samchi Adodi, each one is same with the other one, would do rub of the simin. Fahai lo yosi le mevid ruba, vai lo yosi le mevid ruba. And either of them did rub of the simin, could be even together you don't have rub of the simin cut. That's what I would have thought to say. Each one is same on the other one, therefore I would have thought to say it's psula, kamash mo no, still is kosher. Sounds good. But early, I'm if you're going to tell me, the case is talking about the sakin echo, one knife over here, sakin achas. Ushnei bnei yodim, two people holding it. Hi, and choshen shem yitrefu. What are you afraid of? I made him make a tray for. That's not a shayla. Zelzeh, like for sure they cut rove with the simon. It should have said rather shem yidroisel zelzeh miboyle. It should have said maybe they'll push down together. When you have two people holding it, maybe instead of moving the knife backwards and forwards and like cutting it, maybe they'll just press down. That's what you should have said better. But what are you saying? That's a chashal's tray for. Samura says, "Oh, malei ravav le'nechnami." Can you learn like that? Learn in Chishon. We're not afraid. Shema Yidroisel Zelze. And that should be the Girsa. We're not afraid.